Now, even though we're seeing a price drop or pork prices drop, are producers still seeing high profit margins or decent profit margins?
Well, really what's happened to 2015, as we started the year, we were thinking this would be a strong continuation of profitability, not as good as the records from 2014, when we averaged about $53 per head of profit. Those are our estimates. Now, again, those are record profitability. Never had seen anything that high before. We thought probably about $25 a profit for 2015, this calendar year. Now we've revised that down to a more modest $8 to $10 per head. So a break-even year, break-even plus, so that's certainly better than a loss year, but kind of startling that it could come so quickly. And I think part of that was just this uncertainty of the losses, probably overbidding on the high side prices last year, maybe overstimulating expansion this year somewhat, and a very quick transition from high profitability to more of a break-even situation.
Should pork producers be cautious about expanding their operations in 2015?
Well, what we've seen so far this calendar year is a lowering of our profitability expectations. And so I think what that says is if the industry has already expanded enough sufficiently to drive supplies up and push prices down to break even, we would say be very cautious about further expansion of the herd. So I think this caution makes a lot of sense at this point. Generally, we would have anticipated a continuation of expansion all the way through this year, but this weakness of hog prices dropping back roughly to cost of production, I think really suggests we better be cautious. Now, you know, a couple of things that we want to look at. Number one, we still don't know what death losses are occurring from the PED virus this winter. We think they're much less, but we don't know for sure. So on March 27th, the USDA will make an update of their hog inventory. So I think we really want to look at that before we get more expansion put in place. Maybe this herd has already expanded more. That seems to be what we've seen so far this year. Slaughter supplies have been higher than USDA inventories are indicating. And then a second thing, we've really seen some weakness in our export market, weak world economy relative to the U.S., strong U.S. dollar has hurt exports, and then those West Coast port slowdowns hurt pork exports. So I think we want to try to get through that, give those ports a few weeks to get back exporting pork more regularly, and see if we can't get some recovery in hog prices.